I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hold on. Let's scoot something up here. There it is. Hey, everybody.
What did you screw up?
I screwed
exactly?
Something up. Hi, and welcome to the Skim Show. We are here, and it's me, Scott, and her, Kim. Hi.
And me, Kim.
Hi. Today's weird. The whole week's weird because we pushed today. We had a holiday yesterday. So yeah. We pushed it, and we went and did some fun stuff instead, which we'll talk about in a second. But before we get to any of that, Kim's having kind of a rough morning.
Kim's kind of mad.
Kim's mad. She's mad at us.
Should I talk about myself in third person like that?
Not these
Kim's
guys.
Kim's not feeling the greatest today.
Yeah, Kim's not doing so great. Jimmy likes the way she looks, or how'd that go? Whatever it was. Seinfeld thing. Anyway, she's irritated with the kids and me.
And all the animals.
And all the animals.
So everyone.
Everybody but her, she's mad at right now.
All of a sudden, what is it that's coming to mind?
I don't know.
If you mean an a-hole in the morning.
Oh, right. Yeah, maybe that. You got to listen to Raylan Givens. Maybe you're the problem. I doubt it. So I'm going to say that I think she's probably right.
Probably.
Yeah.
Kim is definitely right.
I think you're probably right. Because what we have is we have a cat whose entire reason for being here was based on a promise from your daughter that she would take constant care of the cat, and that included regular emptyings of the cat litter.
Let me just say, every parent feels this way that got an animal. Every kid says, I will take care of everything. I will take care of its food. I will walk it every day. I will.
Yeah.
Every kid says this when they get a pet.
You're right.
But I'm dealing with adults here.
No, I know. She's 22. She
and
just
I'm
turned
still
22.
Going, have you cleaned out the litter box today? She's like, oh yeah, I'll get to that.
Yeah. And then she doesn't.
Yes, we have very busy children. They both have jobs.
Yeah.
Carter's still going to school.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot going on. But when I wake up in the morning and go, oh, I just am cleaning up after everyone. It's a frustrating morning.
Let's add to the top of that. Okay. This is how it all started. Sunday, out of nowhere, Kim ran into, let's call it just a little bit of a wall medically. It wasn't a big, I'm not going to tell him what it was. I'm just going to say she had a thing come up that she had to go get taken care of.
Now people are going to get all weirded out.
No, it's nothing weird. It's very common. Okay.
Kim had a UTI. It's no
okay,
big
Kim
deal.
Okay, Kim had a UTI.
It's no big deal.
Yeah, which stands for unlimited, terrible, ingrown, there's no other letter. All right. So she got a UTI and it came on kind of sudden.
UTI, TMI.
TMI, UTI, TMI.
I'm sorry.
She goes to the doctor, the urgent care place. They give her a prescription. All good.
All good.
But this is just kind of how things were starting for you. Because the very next day is Memorial Day. That was yesterday. And Memorial Day was going to be all about.
We had lots of plans.
Lots of plans. Including her making dinner for a bunch of people in the house last night. We had a bunch of people over.
Yeah.
Relatives and friends. Yeah.
Which was fine. I was good with that.
It's totally fine. She's good at that stuff.
It just started early in the morning. We had a breakfast to go to. It was a breakfast, an auction.
An auction thing.
For the Memorial Day holiday.
I had shows to do, so I was here working.
Yes. And then we went to the arcade, which is a really lovely tradition we do every year.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like a funny one for Memorial Day.
Yeah. But, well, we can tell them why we do it.
Yeah.
So this guy called in later. We'll play it. He's irritated that when I say, oh, they've heard this story from another show. He wants me to not say that. He wants me to tell the story anyway.
I agree with him.
So I may have told this story on other shows.
Because I don't ever know what stories you've already told.
Every Memorial Day, we go to an arcade instead of going to grave sites. Because my dad, who passed away in 2000, was his business when I was growing up, especially as a kid, was running and owning arcades. We had multiple, you know, coin-operated video games in the house. There's a sit-down Pac-Man in the other room. Or no, that's actually a Moon Cresta. But anyway.
Yeah.
Grew up with this all the time. My garage was an arcade. And there'd be a Missile Command and a Battle Zone and, you know, all these great old arcade machines. And I just grew up in that environment.
You also grew up with a dad who would have appreciated what we do.
Oh, yeah, this isn't just because, oh, he used to be an arcade, so we're going to use this excuse.
No, he would have loved the idea of going every day to every Memorial Day to memorialize him at an arcade. That's super fun. The kids love it.
He would hate it if we were all moping around the gravestone. Yeah. He would hate that. He told me that before, like well before his heart attack, he said.
He's one of those people like me that's like, don't do that. Don't do that to your kids.
Don't do anything special. I don't want a big deal.
Don't
want
to downplay people that do that. I think that is a great thing for them. If it's the right thing to do for your family, great. This was the right thing to do for ours.
Yeah. So it's us, the kids, and now a third kid, or the third generation kid, Van.
Van went, yep.
He went with us. He loved it. Just wide-eyed the whole time, checking everything out. Wouldn't nap. Just thought it was amazing. You know, too little to play anything. But anyway, Kim did all her ticket. She loves the tickets.
Yes.
She's like a gambler in that place, getting all the tickets.
He always tells me that. You're like a gambler. I'm like, I don't play the games. I didn't grow up playing the games.
You didn't grow up playing video games. I get it. It's not the same. But you also, there's a little bit in you. If I give you a bucket of quarters and sent you to Vegas, we know right where you'd go. You like that stuff. But anyway, she's cranking on that. The kids are playing whatever. I'm playing mostly the old arcade stuff on the other side of this place. This big arcade, Nickelcade, where you pay $2.50 to get in or $2.25, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then they give you a bag of nickels.
Well, you buy the bag of nickels.
Oh, I thought they just gave you a bag.
No.
Oh, I said that wrong this morning then. Because I thought
they don't give you anything. No arcade gives you anything. Let's be honest, people. You can't even get what are those things called?
I don't know.
Not the Tootsie Roll. The ones they got.
The Tootsie Roll.
You can't even get a Tootsie Roll for free. You gotta win tickets for that.
You gotta get tickets to get a Tootsie Roll. That's damn straight.
Nothing's free.
That's right. So you buy however much money you want in nickels. I had that wrong.
Yeah. Take your nickels if you want to.
I'll correct it. Oh, you can bring your own nickels?
You can bring your own.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, you can bring your own nickels to the Nickelcade. Anyway, and so every machine just takes nickels, but they've got everything from really old, like 80s era arcade stuff, all the Pac-Man games, Miss Pac-Man, Baby Pac-Man, all that, Joust, all that, all the way up to some current modern stuff. And it's big and nice. And I did a bunch of video on Twitter. You guys can go look at it. Anyway, it was a really good time. We had fun, except one of my daughters, somebody stole her bag of nickels.
She turned around and her bag of nickels was gone.
Yeah, someone took her nickel bag.
But a whole bag of nickels is worth only $5.
Oh, is that all it was?
So it's okay.
Is that all it is? $5 per bag of nickels?
For 100 nickels, yes.
You should go more often. It's cheap. Anyway, that wasn't the point. What's the point?
No.
Well, the point is it's a tradition that we like. I'm not sure my mom likes it. I think she thinks it's weird. But she never understood that game stuff anyway.
But this is about you and your dad. So that's okay.
Yeah, this is about memorializing my dad in my own way. And our family's way. And we've chosen to do this. And so we like it a lot.
Someone said, so your daughter wants her nickel back.
She wants her nickel back.
Good job.
Look at this photograph. All right. So then, that one all was going fine.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
We left there and we came back.
Got ready for a barbecue.
We pulled into a chicken place that turned out to be Freddy's. We got some food there.
We went to the wrong drive-thru.
That was really weird.
They're next door to each other.
Is that what? Because I never did see the chicken place.
They're next door, yeah.
All right. So we did that, but that's okay because I love Freddy's. And then, oops. And then we went to home to start getting ready. And I had a show and some other stuff to do. And I had to post TMS, which I hadn't put up all day. So I got busy with that. You got busy with your thing. Now, what happens is everybody and their dog shows up, literally in this case. And there's this giant mess made by the party.
Well, which is fine. I asked for that whenever I'm the one asking for the barbecue. Right?
But you're the only one doing the work. And so when the dish, everyone loves the party, but as soon as it's done, there's dishes here. There's someone left a cup in the living room. There's like a freaking half a hot dog.
That's every party.
That's true. But all you're asking, I think, is that we all, I think I do better than the kids. I'm not perfect, but I do better than the kids. We all should look at the aftermath and go, you know what? Mom worked really hard on this party. We should probably clean all this up.
That would be nice.
That's all you're asking.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. Now,
for people to pay attention instead of just walking over it, literally over it and around it, and
yeah,
just
I totally get it.
I'm going to cop to your work.
I can't argue with this. She's totally right.
I think everybody that puts on a party feels that way, though. Yeah. I do.
Yeah. Well, I know you do.
I think every mom that makes dinner or dad that makes dinner and then everyone walks away from it feels this way. Yeah. It was just a little frustrating this morning because I woke up and I thought, okay, Carter's off to work, Nick's off to work, Scott's off to do his thing, and I started cleaning and just went, seriously?
Yeah, look at all this stuff. Plus, you have another dog to watch today, which we hadn't planned on, which is a giant pit bull that needs a lot of attention. She's kind of a pain in the butt.
She just follows me around.
Yep. Our two dogs are a little bit, you know, the way they are.
So it was one of just those mornings where you wake up and the entire house needs to be clean. I mean, they're mopping and, you know, sweeping and mopping and doing all the dishes and starting laundry, which is fine. That's totally my job.
The larger offender here, though, is the 19-year-old isn't cleaning anything.
No.
Carter, a little bit.
He left last night to go on a date.
Yeah, he went on a late night date. So when he came home, the dog in the kennel this morning was inside of a kennel that was teetering on top of dirty laundry in Nick's room.
Yeah.
What the frick? Set,
yeah, and his clothes are under it. Dirty clothes under that. So I'm like,
poor dog balancing in this thing.
It's just what it is. So we're going to have a little chat. And we might, I think I may start a new thing, and I'm going to put it out there because I'm curious what people think. I'm going to start charging a housekeeping fee like for my children.
Maid, a little maid fee.
Look, if I'm going to do the work, I should get the pay.
And not like, hey, don't forget your fee is due. She's just going to Venmo him.
I'm going to Venmo and request
in
$20.
In fact, you should do it right now.
Okay.
On the air. Pull up your phone.
He's going to love this.
And don't be all sarcastic in it. Just send it and say.
No, I'm going to say housekeeping.
And say
he's
housekeeping.
Going to say, what's this for? And I'm going to tell him.
Yeah, do it. I want to see. Okay. This is all happening in real time. Kim's got her phone out. We should probably have backing music for this. I don't have anything good to play.
Nick
about
Johnson.
This.
Oh, is it sad? Why?
My dearest Nicholas.
Nothing sad about this.
Today I send you a $20 bill because you can't clean shit.
Well, it's not even that.
Love your mother.
That he.
Kim Soane's 99. What?
Won't say that he'll do it. He's like, fine, Mom, just shut my door. It's fine. I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
But I don't like living like that. I just really, you know.
I get it. I try to be better. I do the dishes and things when I can. I'm not perfect at it.
And you do that for me, and that's great.
The snake thing you brought up is a good point. The snake, nobody takes care of the snake. What?
There's been a request.
You sent the request? Okay.
Sent the request.
Venmo request sent.
Let's see if he texts me.
And did you put any kind of text in there?
His dear Martha is pro level.
Did you do anything on there to say, hey, this is your maid?
No, I said housekeeping.
You said housekeeping?
I just said housekeeping.
He's going to be pissed.
No, he's not. He's going to say, why did you clean my room? Why did you even bother? Because I just can't. I can't stand not seeing at least the floor.
Yeah, that's true. Well, all right. Well,
this
has been enlightening.
Has it?
It really has.
Let's just put it out there that when I was dating Scott and he was working and I'd be here for the weekend visiting because I lived far away at my college.
Well, she was in Idaho.
I would clean his room.
Yeah, she'd come home and clean my room.
Still do.
Well, it's our room now. It's not like Ricky and Lucy. We're not living in separate rooms or beds or whatever.
No. It's just whenever I wake up, if I leave a pile of stuff next to the bed, my shoes or my clothes or whatever, I always wake up, pick it all up, take it to the laundry or the closet or whatever as I'm going, and no one else does that.
So we should do a redo of that Beatles song. You say, I woke up, got out of bed, pushed my shit off the edge. Stepped down and stepped on a thing. Dumped a
what
thing.
What I should do is
went.
Like when people do their exercise / weight loss things and they all put money in.
Yeah.
And whoever does the best at it gets the money.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be a challenge.
Okay. Like a swear jar, but for.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm down with it. And Kim made a good point. Like the snake. I love the snake. His name is Norman. And he's a big, long 6-foot boa Or, sorry.
He's probably 5 feet. Ball python. He's probably not quite 6.
He's the length of my arms, which I think is 6 feet.
I'm not sure.
Tail to face. Stem to stern.
He's pretty big, good size.
He's a big snake. He's a good size. Big, healthy snake. And I really like him, but the truth of the matter is I don't have time to spend with him. I don't get to...
You don't hold him every day.
I don't hold him every day like I should.
Yeah. We feed him, but then when he sheds, it usually takes a couple weeks
to get all the stuff out of the bottom of his tank. Yeah. So maybe, I don't know, I'm still torn on this. I like Norman.
We may find him a new home.
I like Norman, though.
Then take care of Norman.
Can I have another chance? Can I have another chance to take care of Norman?
Do you have any chances this is?
What if I took care of Norman?
And it's not that I don't like the snake. I just feel bad for him.
No,
it's
I understand.
I hate this thing and let's get it out of my house. I love the snake. I think he's great. No one's taking care of him because no one has the time.
Okay, but what if I...
So what if a 13, 14-year-old... that really wants a snake that I know of.
Maybe.
Really wants it and would take care of it and hold it every single day. It would be a happier snake.
But what? No, Zoriel, it's my snake. It's not Nick's snake. Nick had a different snake that died. Remember that snake?
Yes. All fought over, well, this one's it. And I said, it's mine. It's mine now.
Yeah, so it's our snake.
Technically my snake.
Do you remember when he walked up? Nick was probably like 12 or 11. This is pretty young. And he had a snake with him that had died, he didn't know. And he walked in the room and he goes, Dad, I think something's wrong with my snake. And it's just hanging there, like just dab. And there's like water coming out of its mouth or something.
Luke Sidewalker has a really great point here.
What?
Be reasonable and just get rid of the snake, Scott. The wife asks, you do what she says.
I don't know. We're more of a team than that. That doesn't work that way around here.
Today I'm feeling like, yes, you're right.
Yeah, today Kim's out for blood today. But I'm just saying, what if you never had to think about the snake again and it was only me that took care of it?
Okay, someone asked, do snakes get value out of human interaction? I think they do. I think he's a happier and he gets moving around a lot more.
Yeah, he loves being with us and loves being handled. They're
known
for that.
I think they actually get that. So yeah. I feel bad for him that he's not getting that.
Yeah, no, so I'm just saying, what if he never had to worry about it again?
If I never had to worry about it again?
Yeah. Anything to do with the snake. You
it's
just have to worry
about
it. I feel
about everything in the house right now.
Okay, but the snake, let's stay with the snake for a second. If I just suddenly...
It's not that I have to take care of him.
I know.
It's that I watch him and
but
go,
what if
I feel really
But what if
bad.
Every time you passed his cage, you were like, oh, look how clean and awesome Scott kept that.
I wish that were the case.
All right, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
I'll give you 1 month.
Okay, I have a month.
Everyone has to ask
days.
About that. Let's see. It is the 28th of May.
Yeah, it is.
The 28th of June, we're going to find out how Scott did on this.
Yeah, we'll see how I did. We'll check back in with you guys in like 4 episodes and let you know how it went. They're saying some 1 month is no more snake. I'm telling you, I'm going to make this happen. I love that snake.
He does, except he doesn't take care of it. So I just
don't have time.
Feel bad
it's not that
for
I don't take care of it.
Snake.
I feed him. I water him.
Mm-hmm. And anytime that happens, it's because I remind you.
Not always. Sometimes I'm like, no, we're into the 2 weeks because he takes 3 weeks to eat sometimes.
All right, who believes me?
Now you're just picking sides. That's no fun. All right. So, what else? And Van was great. Did I mention that? He was great.
He was a lot of fun.
Let's talk more about 19-year-olds through the voice of a listener who emailed
good.
Us.
Oh, good. We have an email. This is great.
This is regarding, we were talking about Nick last week, and so Brianna wrote in and says, hey, Scott and Kim, I laughed so hard at your complaints about Nick's chicken wings during the episode. I don't personally have a 19-year-old, but I do have I do have 19 and 20-year-old brothers, 22-year-old brothers that are exactly the same. Bless you.
The age of our kids that live at home.
Yeah. They both live in my dad's basement, and no one goes into their rooms for fear of what might be in there. They don't use garbage cans, just big garbage bags full of old food and trash that they rarely take out. Yep. You can't even see the floor. One of them left half-drank soda cans in the room for several days and left his window open, so ants came in and made a home in the cans, which eventually made their way upstairs to the recycling bin and started an infestation.
Oh my gosh, I think I would... Oh, I'd kill somebody.
Says, I killed 100 ants with only paper towel and still have nightmares about them crawling all over me. Thankfully, I live on my own at university and went back a few days after the ant invasion, so it's up to my dad and those crazy boys to deal with it now. I love your show so much and was introduced to it by my aforementioned messy brothers.
So they get to hear about this.
He listens to all of Scott's shows, but I only listen to Skim as I don't really enjoy gaming, but I love podcasts where people just spit, which is German for joke and shoot the shit and talk nonsense. Oh, you'd love TMS then. Why aren't you listening to the morning stream? Same deal. and I find you two incredibly amusing and lovable. I always listen to the new episodes the day and then re-listen to episodes at night. Yeah. when I feel too anxious to sleep, because it's almost like listening to my own family and relaxes me through my crazy, makes my crazy thoughts slow down. Thank you guys for everything you do. Love, Brianna. Oh, that's,
oh,
very
that's
sweet.
Great. Thanks, Brianna.
I didn't say.
And I think that's really funny that she's doing this as a sister.
Oh,
because I don't
brothers.
Think as a sister I would have gone in and killed any ants. I would have said, you guys screwed up here.
Oh, yeah, no. As parents, you feel compelled because you're just your parents.
Well, you feel compelled because it's your house.
But it's your sibling? F that.
I'm
looking
at Nick going,
it.
You get ants in my house and you will be paying for, what's it called? Fumigation.
Fumigation. Do you ever, and when, and as we learned,
in trouble.
As we learned from that one season of Breaking Bad, sometimes they just set up fumigation so they can make meth in your house
while
you're not there.
There's that.
Yeah. But also, okay, what I was going to say about Brianna here is you can't tell from the email. She doesn't say, except for she says, while I'm at university. I think that means she's like in the UK or possibly.
Or she's possibly German.
Could be German. That's right. Low German Mennonite word for joke because of that right yeah. there. Anyway, that was very nice. So thank you for that email. We're not to the point. I wish Nick would use a big plastic bag to put stuff in. He doesn't do that.
That's the problem. There's not even a garbage bag. Yeah, it's just sitting on a table that could possibly get into by the dogs.
I feel like calling A&E and saying, hey, I have a future hoarder episode for you guys to work on. He's not quite there yet.
You can say it all you want, but you look at his desk now and he's cleaned it. So I can't complain too much.
He did?
Yes.
Oh.
The problem is that, like she said, their rooms are in the basement. No one goes in there. Everyone just avoids it. Well, Nick's room's upstairs on the main floor, right next to a guest bathroom. So I can't just have people walk past that and go, oh, what happened here?
Yeah. And you cleaned it one day, and it was so clean and nice for about 24 hours.
For him, it's not really gross things. It's just that he when he undresses at night, he just drops it on the floor. So his shoes, clothes, wallet, everything just gets in a
If he showers, he puts a wet towel on the floor.
Yeah, a string of dirty clothes sitting there. But then he'll pile that on top of it each day.
Yeah.
So every day it gets a little bit worse, and I get a little bit mad.
For a kid who's so picky about his clothes and his boots and all the stuff he's into, you'd think he'd be pickier about
his... Yeah, he's pretty picky about... how he goes out. If he goes out, everything is hair's done.
He's the opposite of me. I'm like,
clean,
t-shirts, shorts,
good.
Let's go.
Yeah. Except I have to take him everywhere in t-shirts and shorts. It's great.
Well, where did I go the other day and you were all mad at me because I was wearing sweatpants?
Where were we going?
We went somewhere.
We went to breakfast. It was on Mother's Day and you were in sweatpants and I was a little like, really? Seriously?
Wait.
It was Mother's Day. We went to breakfast. At Eva's Bakery.
Eva's Bakery.
And you went in a pair of sweatpants.
I wore a pair of sweatpants, yeah. I did.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What are you going
to
do?
You know what's funny? Is you're right next to me, but it looks like my head's 400 times bigger than yours.
Let me get closer.
Get right up to me.
It's still big.
I have a big head. I don't like it. All right. Well, thank you, Brianna. We got a couple of calls as well. I'll play these. And there's precisely jack poop you can do about it. All right. So here's the first one. Oh, they're not here. They're over here. Sorry. All right. Here we go. This is somebody demanding we tell the stories. And this will make sense when I play it.
Hi, John in Texas. So at the top of your most recent show, you started to tell a story, Scott. And you said, oh, they probably saw this on one of the shows. Well, I'm kind of at saturation on the YouTube shows and podcasts, and I found you from watching Tom Merritt. So I don't watch much of your other stuff. I try to watch Morning Stream once in a while, but like I said, I'm kind of at saturation level. So tell the stories, man.
Okay. So you want stories.
He's like, stop saying, oh, you probably already heard this.
Well, I don't want people to feel like it's all redundant, you know? Like if I've told a big long story on TMS, I know
Let's
there are listeners
honest,
here that aren't there.
If I am here when you're telling a story about our family, there's usually a, wait a minute.
That's not true.
Hold on a second.
Today, the only difference today about the change in the bag was that I thought they gave you a bag of nickels with your entrance fee.
That's fine, no.
Which makes no sense if it's $5 because you only paid $2.25 to get in. That means they'd be losing money. So I was wrong.
No. Yeah. You have to pay that on top.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If it had been the other way.
And whether or not you play, it's $2.25 to get in.
Right. So I get little details wrong sometimes, but it's not like the whole story's going to be wrong.
But you can retell the stories.
All right. Well, I'm going to do it.
You should.
All right.
I think people want to hear them. Apparently.
Sometimes. Here's this one about, he says, I don't know what this is. I wrote with a real call on our hands. I don't know what that means. Yeah, whatever. Here it is.
Hey, Steinkim. It's Big Jim. I've got a real question for you. I've been married to my wife now for, 16 years. And we have three beautiful children, a an 8-year-old and twin 4-year-olds. Here's my question. How did you survive not killing your children? Today I got home and I went out and I bought us all some dinner and, you know, being the good dad and getting everybody all their food and sitting down. And I'm getting ready to sit down. I'm like, you know what? I need to go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. And the toilet won't flush. Something's wrong here.
It's just happening.
So I plunge it. Still doesn't flush. Come to find out, my 4-year-old little boy, somehow, I don't know how, got a Christmas ornament and flushed it down the toilet. Yeah. Remind me again how you survived children without blood on your hands. Just curious.
All right.
Love you, Bunch. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Big Jim. So here's, I have a couple of quick thoughts on this.
Yes.
We had the exact same thing happen with the toilet, and that toilet never behaved well again until we took the entire toilet out.
That was my niece. That
was your niece. Yeah. It wasn't our kids.
It was a
niece.
Phone clip. Remember back in the days when your phone went on your hip and you had a little clip for it?
Mm-hmm. This had just a clip. I think it was my clip.
It was.
To an old Samsung phone I used to use, and they...
And it must have been sitting on the next to the, yep, on the sink.
Yep.
And she just chucked it down there. It never worked.
Never worked right.
And then my dad had to take the entire toilet up, found it in there.
Yeah, found
still
it.
Still in there.
Yeah. Wasn't there something else in there, too? There's like other toys in there?
No, that was down the drain. There were Barbie heads down a drain.
Barbie heads down a drain.
Yep. That was fun.
Okay, so that's one thing. So we've been through that. We understand. But my initial thought to this when people say things like this is everybody during especially when they're little, you go through this stuff. Taylor jammed food and compact discs in a VCR.
Yep.
And she loved doing that. And it just ruined
the movie.
Yeah, she didn't understand why just sticking everything in there didn't make it work.
She watched us do that. Just put it in.
Right.
Well, she put it in the wrong thing.
She put like a banana peel in there and hoped that a banana movie would come on. Like, I don't know. But
she was really little then.
She was very little. But the point is, you got to look at your stuff as semi-disposable. And I realize that that's a little harsh. But they're not going to break everything. Some kids also are going to be way less poke around the stuff than other kids. Like Taylor would eat plastic leaves off of plants.
No, they weren't plastic. She would eat leaves off of plants.
Oh yeah, she whatever was
real
in crawling
ones.
Range, she'd eat stuff.
Yeah,
she loved
put
putting crap in her mouth.
In her mouth.
But the other
including
two didn't do that.
She put in one of my diamond earrings. She
yeah, one of Kim's one. Diamond earrings. We had to dig through her poo to get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and then take it to a jeweler and
exactly.
get it all cleaned. And I didn't tell him why it was dirty.
But here's the thing: I don't look at any of those experiences. Anytime they barfed or slammed their fingers in the doors by accident while you were getting in the car, or accidentally stole something from a store because you didn't see him grab it on your way out, or like all of these things, you can come up with hundreds of these things. None of them I feel negatively about.
No, they're all stories.
They're great
all
stories.
Funny stories, but I see where he's coming from.
If you love him, you love him, and it's
like,
fine.
Seriously, a Christmas ornament?
But in the midst, I understand. You're frustrated. I get it. You're going to look back on this, though, and you're going to just think fondly about all of it because you were part of them learning that you don't put Christmas ornaments in a toilet. Humanity's better for it.
Yeah, and letting them know what they did and why it's wrong is probably really important too, so that doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
Or their younger siblings don't go, remember when she did that? I'm going to do it too.
And I still say, we bring it up all the time, but that time Carter ate the cooking chocolate.
The melting chocolate.
Yeah, the melting.
Like, it wasn't cooking chocolate because that doesn't taste very good.
I always say cooking
really
chocolate,
bitter.
But it's...
The melting chocolate.
Melting chocolate. You'd use for a fondue thing or turtles, yeah.
I used to make turtles and drizzle the chocolate.
And she
on top.
Stole that, went into a dog kennel, and sat there and ate it. And, you know, that's something you could freak out about. Or you could do like Kim did, is get the camera and enjoy it.
I was
it,
like, get the camera. I can't
this
believe
is a,
she's in there.
It's like a once in a lifetime thing, and it's not that big a deal. It's chocolate. You'll replace
Hopefully,
it.
Hopefully, once in a lifetime thing.
Now, if your kid takes your car and undoes the brake and then gets out and a thing backs up and flies off a cliff, that's going to be a little harsher. But even that one day will be a great story. The insurance will be over. You're well past it. They're in their 20s.
Hopefully they're okay.
But that's what I'm saying. They get out. They didn't go in the car. My scenario did not have the kid in the car. But that's the point. Like, you're going to mess stuff up. We all did it when we were kids. It's okay. Just hope it isn't poison.
Yes.
You know, and even then when they get hurt, like Nick's first stitches, I have high.
That's how I felt this morning in the moment whenever I picked up what fell out of Rainer's kennel was a piece of old dog poo, and I was like, oh my gosh, it was like everything came to a head. I was like mopping the floor and cleaning up after everyone, and that's what I got.
See, she's so nervous and dainty. She when she sleeps, not Kim the dog, when the dog sleeps, sometimes Sometimes she'll in the middle of the night have to go, but doesn't want to make a fuss about it. So
she's
she'll just squeeze a nugget off, just a little.
So like, I clean out her kennel, and one will fall on the floor, yeah. And I'm just like, "Are you kidding me?"
Just a little singular nugget, just like a little chicken nugget. It's totally fine. Anyway, the point is, what was I going to say? That's it. That's all I had to say. You're going to love it. Your kids are great. And you're going to laugh about that one day. And as Sonny said.
Yeah, it's a pain in the butt.
He'll bring some girl over that he loves, he wants to marry. And you're going to go, you know.
You're going to get to tell that story.
Yeah, you're going to get to say, you know, he has a tendency to put Christmas ornaments in the shitter. And you're going to have to, and they're going to all laugh. It's going to be hilarious.
It's going to be great.
So don't worry about it. You love him. It doesn't matter. Hey, it's Liam O'Brien's 43rd birthday today.
Really?
Yeah. Happy birthday, Liam O'Brien. I should send him a thing later.
Remind yourself to do that later.
Yeah. Love Liam. All right. We are getting down to it, and that means it's time for this.
Will you remember to eat the right way?
All right. Foodie segment. We talk about food stuff.
Yeah. So last week for family dinner.
Yeah.
I decided to make spaghetti, but I decided to make it from scratch, which was kind of fun. Not totally from the tomatoes. I used canned tomatoes.
Yeah, but they were diced.
Because the tomatoes aren't on yet.
No. And diced tomatoes in a can are my favorite. Yeah. I love that.
They make really good salsa. Taylor made some really good homemade salsa with it. No. But tomatoes aren't great yet. It's still May. We'll see
about July.
Was that
Taylor salsa last night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. It was fantastic.
Made it with the canned ones too.
Yeah, it was really good.
But it was really fun because I just put in some fresh thyme and some basil and what else did I put in there?
I don't know what you put
oregano.
In there. Oregano.
Onions, garlic.
It had a very authentic Italian taste to it.
And it was chunky, which is what we like.
I like a chunky Italian.
It was a super easy, very inexpensive meal to make. I did add ground beef.
And you have to go, did you say angel hair pasta? Because you got to go angel hair.
That's the only one Scott likes.
I can't do thick spaghetti. I got to go angel hair or flat noodles.
Some people like thick spaghetti though. They feel more like filling.
Well, because it is. Spaghetti. That's the problem. It feels like you're eating a truck.
Scott's favorite is angel hair.
I like angel hair pasta.
That's really a funny thing to say if you didn't know what I was talking
or
about.
Or flat noodles.
Scott's favorite thing is angel hair.
I like angel hair. Flat noodles are good too, but if you're telling me spaghetti,
like
I'll...
egg noodles?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, all right.
I also like...
those are best with like stroganoff.
Yeah, but you can do them with spaghetti type stuff. Red sauces and things. But anyway, it was very, very, very good. And,
yeah, we did some ground beef on the side for so Carter...
Oh, yeah, because she's a vegetarian, yeah. So she couldn't
But it was,
that.
Like, super simple. We were trying to go simple this last week because we knew we had a big weekend ahead of us, and we were like, okay, less dishes? I don't know.
Yeah. No, totally. And it was, I just had a plate of the leftovers.
Yes, you did.
Where'd the plate go?
I already put it away?
See, this is the problem we have her to compete with. I was totally willing to put that away.
Yeah, but it would have been in my way.
I literally so I ate moved. That before I hit
table.
Record.
You can go put it
oh,
away.
Oh, is it over
yeah.
here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I will take it up there then. But anyway, it was really good, and just if you're looking for easy, quick Saturday night, let's not spend a lot of money and time, but still have it be really good. It was fantastic. You should put the actual recipe in our Discord, like you said you were going to do.
I know everyone says this, but I mean, everyone says I need to put them up on the Discord. The problem is, and I've had a lot of people complain to me about this, I don't always have a recipe. I kind of throw stuff together.
She kind of wings it, yeah.
I wing it a lot. Like, what? I'll go smell a spice meal. Ah, that sounds like it'd be really good in there.
That's how I podcast.
That's how you podcast.
I don't plan, I wing.
I don't plan this show either. I don't even know what you got going on.
You're pretty good at winging it. Except today, I thought you were so mad we were going to have to postpone it.
You haven't even seen me really mad.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, that might be true.
We've seen each other mad, but never, not like rage mad.
No, I'm not. I've never thrown anything at you.
No. Last time I threw
anything. Or backed the car into you or anything. There's people that get that mad.
Yeah, there are people that could do that.
Mine's more like, I'm just so frustrated.
Yeah. And then she likes to come tell me about it, even though I'm not really the main offender here. It's the kids.
Not the main offender, but one of the people that could help.
I can help. I can definitely help.
Fix my madness.
I can help.
You help me out a lot.
I had a thing to say about that spaghetti. I forgot what it was. Oh,
I'll try
so
to put
recipe.
Recipe.
Yeah, we should put something in there because I think people would. I mean, we've
I really
set up the
do.
Whole. We have
I
a whole
really
room
do
for
start,
it.
Start like I cut up my onions and garlic, and I just start frying it up, and then I add the tomatoes, and then I add all the seasoning. I don't really have a recipe.
Here it is.
Just I like the idea of that.
Sure, of course. Like right here, recipes. Look at all this great stuff people are putting in here.
I know someone. Put
oh,
in
Oh, what Detroit pizza. I
Go down
seen
to the
that.
Bottom because there's. Oh,
we
Look at that burger. That's vegan pulled pork. How's that even possible?
I'm not sure we're going to have to look that
one up. You pull a pig's tail and run and eat cheese, or what do you do? Oh, look at all these things.
The brownies. Someone put up the three-ingredient chocolate fudge brownies.
Grain-free and vegan. That looks like a rock, though. Doesn't it?
Breakfast? Have it for breakfast would be insane.
Look at this. Shakshuka for brunch this morning. Amazing. Shakshuka. Eggs poached in a spicy tomato pepper sauce.
I made that last week. Remember?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
Can we have that again?
Poached eggs in it.
Anyway.
Thank you for recipes, because this is fun to find things that other people really like.
But you should start putting yours in here, is what I'm saying.
I should.
And you should actually post once in a while in here as well, just to say hi. Hey, everybody, I'm Kim, and I exist. Because right now, you're this Kimbo character no one ever hears from.
Yeah.
And the last two times that anything was posted in here by the Kimbo account, it was me on your phone.
No, I did it once.
Speaking for you. Really?
I did. I promise.
Kim's not really a social media lady.
I'm not. Sorry.
Never has been.
I'll get in here and I'll talk to everybody and tell them how my week's going. But
and then about 2 months later, she'll go, that exists.
Yeah, I should probably put up a recipe.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Very, very odd. Anyway, if you're thinking to yourselves, wait a minute, where is this? It's at our Discord, and you can find links to it at our website, frogpants.com/skim. That's SKIM. And there's a link right there. It says join our Discord. And it's a permanent link. It's free. Get in. Jeannie in the chat room just now, for those who are in the chat room live, can just click that link and get in. And it's open to everyone
and
all. Yeah. Jeannie's always great with that stuff. And a reminder.
Jeannie is good at posting things.
What I always say.
I am not.
Oh, you? No, you're terrible at it. But Jeannie is great at it. Jeannie's always here. In fact, since we changed the time of the show, it's been much easier for her to be here when she's here. Yeah, so it's been good. Anyway, what was I going to say? That's it, I think.
If you have any voicemails, we'd love to hear
them. Oh, yeah, we love your voicemails. 801-471-0462. If you are inclined to send us those, we would be ever grateful. Also, what else?
We love the emails too.
That's right, we love the emails. Yep. Yeah. Those are easy. Just go to frogpants.com/skim. You can send us messages there. And like we said, the Discord even has a section that says questions for the show. I don't know if people are using it too much for that, because there's a lot of people just sort of talking in here. So maybe
kind of answering each other's, which is really nice.
Yeah, I just may change the name. Maybe it'll be a different name, like a Q&A for each other or something, because they don't really ask show questions. Oh, and I was going to have open lines today, and I forgot. I got the phone thing working better, and I was going to have open lines.
Oh, good.
We'll do that next week. I think that's it. We have a normal show next week. Everything should be fine.
Yeah, if you ever want to send anything our way, we're at Patreon.
Oh, yeah, Patreon.
We're
that's
on
right.
Patreon.
That's why we do this show, because you guys are helping us out on the Frog Pants Patreon at patreon.com/frogpants. That's patreon.com/frogpants. It's kind of the place where all the other stuff is. And this is included in there. So if you want to support the show and you like it, it's a great way to do it. Again, patreon.com/frogpants.
And we appreciate everyone in the chat room. You guys are awesome.
Do we?
You make me laugh.
Do we?
Yes.
Okay,
I do.
Okay, we do. I'm going to go put my plate away. I'm going to clean the snake's cage. Take care of some stuff.
That's got stuff to do today.
Have a fantastic day. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I would clean his room.
Yeah, she'd come home and clean my room.
Still do.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.